shake it back and forth, then exit my afro with this jellyfish action. While she's looking at her friend going, Lauren, it's so soft. It's like a poodle, it's so soft. Poodle, really? Sorry, I wasn't rubbing my fingers through your blonde hair going, ooh, it's like a golden retriever.
That was Dulce Sloan recorded live in Atlanta. If her name is familiar, it's because she's already just made her debut on The Daily Show. Coming up next is Mr. Tim McDonald.
Hey, Absolute. I take the TTC everywhere. You can tell I look like someone who rides the bus for sure. That's me. That's me. And it's terrible. But sometimes you just overhear some amazing conversations. I was on the bus. There's these two girls. One of them turns to her friend and is just like, oh, Dante and his boys are all getting a blowjob tonight. So many questions. Like, first, what did Dante do to get a blowjob? Not just for him. Him and all of his boys. It's kind of impressive. She didn't stop there, though. She kept going. She was just like, oh, I'm getting my drink on. I'm catching something tonight. Is that a hook to a song I don't know or something? I mean, I'd risk catching a cold, the flu, maybe even the chicken pox, but just something? Any old STD? That is the most casual sex you can possibly have. And I'm not trying to judge anyone, man or woman, for being promiscuous, but I felt a need to say something. I was just like, hey, I'm Tim, I'm one of Dante's boys.
So he's so smart, and he actually, you know, we struggled for a lot of years with a lot of different things. Like, he couldn't hold a pencil for a long time, but because of occupational therapy and stuff, he's doing great, and he actually just recently got 100% on the math and science section of the Idaho standardized testing, which is pretty cool, and crowds usually applaud that, but you guys hate disabled kids. Nope, good for you. You'll get a cabinet position out of that. Double down. Oh, actually, I know what just happened. You don't hate disabled kids. You heard me say Idaho, and you guys were like, how hard is that test, though? How hard is that? We're Colorado. We're a real state, so it's regular hard, guys. Texas hard, okay? So he's a genius, is what I'm saying. Actually, to be fair, he aced that test, but he did shit his pants during the testing. And I don't want you to feel bad that we're going to talk about this. I don't want you to feel like I'm picking on my son. I asked him if I could tell this story, and he was like, for $100. So I paid him $100 for this joke. And it's worth every goddamn penny, I promise you. He's totally fine with us talking about this. So I got a call from his teacher that day, and his teacher has been so good to us, so lovely and so helpful. And I got a call from his teacher, and he was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know, your son, he had an accident during the testing today. He seems fine with it. Of course he does. Thank you, autism. But he was like, some of the other kids were teasing him. You should probably check in with him when he gets home, make sure he's not, you know, bummed out. So when my son got home, I was like, hey, I heard you had a little incident during class today. Do you want to talk about it? And my son was like, oh, yeah, that. Yeah, I shit my pants. Full on. He's like, oh. And I was like, well, do you want to provide maybe a little more detail about what happened? And he was like, yeah, okay, sure. You know, I think the situation was I did trust a fart when I should not have. Sure. Yeah. Those will squeak away from you, right? Like, those will... That's happened to mommy a few times, you know? That. Some of you got very judgmental about that. About my son and I shitting our pants, and...